I am Roberta Schultz. What makes writing funny? There are all kinds of elements if you study humor as a genre. Elements like inversion, exaggeration, understatement, even absurdity or incongruity, to mention just a few. I remember a particular discussion in my AP English class back in 2004. It was one of those pre-class conversations that took place while students were entering the classroom, grabbing their writing folders. I often learn much from just listening to my students during these unguarded moments. It went kind of like this. Student 1, "Dude, I was watching Conan O'Brien last night, and they were doing that skit, the year 2000, where some fortune teller predicts what will happen in the year 2000. I don't get why that's so funny. I mean, it's 2004. Student 2, "That's why it's so funny, man, because it's 2004. Clearly, student 1 was not in tune with the notion of incongruity as a laugh-getter. Other students in his row were laughing loudly at the answer. Obviously, their funny bones were appropriately tickled by the unlikely scenario of a fortune teller predicting the past, or even by the repetition of Conan's running gag beyond the year 2000. And maybe that's why Love Poems for Married People by humorist John Kenny, whose work often appears in The New Yorker, works so well for me. While publisher G.P. Putnam Sons dresses the book in a lovely hardback edition that any poet would envy as elegant, and the entire collection of poems is set in that free verse style of stanzas and line breaks that many contemporary poets favor, make no mistake, this is humor writing at its finest. Not that I want to give away all the treasure, but the volume is dedicated to a list of crossed-out female names, with the last name, the reader learns by the end of the collection, belonging to the poet's wife. Kenny can't even play the acknowledgments straight, and for that, I truly love him. He's the author of two other books, Talk to Me and Truth in Advertising, which won him the Thurber Prize for American Humor. I have to tell you that while I realize this is a major award in humor, just the mention of Thurber's name has instant street cred with me, as my idea of reading to my younger sisters when we were growing up was Thurber's The Night the Bed Fell. It never, ever stopped being snort-worthy to us. In addition, Kenny has worked for many years as a copywriter, a job that requires a keen sense of what might be funny to the rest of us, and possibly might involve padded rooms for the creative types, if we are to believe Jerry Delafemina's account of the advertising world and from the wonderful folks who gave you Pearl Harbor. I read that 1970s account of copywriting while I was still contemplating what to do with my very valuable degrees in English. I want to read from just a few of my favorite poems from Kenny's opus, but have to caution the reader that since this book is about married couples, sometimes the language is very frank, and by that I mean, yes, there's a little cussing. I read several of the poems to my husband on Valentine's Day as I followed him around the kitchen with the book. He chuckled at the first several, so I knew the whole book would be fun. One of the first ones to catch my interest in its truth about intimacy was the poem entitled, "Why Are You in the Shower with Me?" Most couples go through that passionate time when showering together seems like a good idea. Even couples who've been married for a long time remember and sometimes revisit that space. However, Kenny addresses that first time such a notion seems weird or unwelcome to one member of a couple in these lines. Did the bathtub shrink? I ask because here we are naked, showering together, like we once did all the time. Then later in the poem, the speaker shifts gears with these lines. Now, I'm not sure what you're doing in here. I'm freezing. There's shampoo stinging my eyes. You just stepped on my foot. There's an extra funny poem about one member of a childless couple discussing his weekend that was so amazing with one half of a couple who have kids. It's called, "I Ask My Coworker Tim, Who Doesn't Have Children, How His Weekend Was." The poem is every bit as funny as its title would lead you to expect. And on page 83, the poet departs from free verse stanzas to engage in a little haiku making. he patiently explains to the reader that haikus are Japanese poems of 17 syllables, and then displays a few samples that might come from married life, such as, "Pam's got quite a rack, is not what I want to hear when you meet my friends." Or, "To my new in-laws, you keep stopping by, no call, I won't open door." But my absolute favorite poem is written from the viewpoint of a husband who finds his father-in-law a little frightening. It's entitled, "I don't think it's remotely funny that your father questions my sexual orientation." Here are my favorite lines. "And why does he call me Lady Mary just because I like Downton Abbey? I know he's old and set in his ways and was in the Marine Corps and thinks the squirrels in his yard are communists." I'll leave you to contemplate that character a little on your own, but I think I know him. You can find a link to the very funny poetry collection by humorist John Kenny, Love Poems for Married People, at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.